What music. Let's dance.
No, let's listen. It's Tommy Dorsey.
The makers of Shepherd Cheese and Tenderleaf Tea present the Tommy Dorsey Show with Stuart Foster, Ziggy Elman, Charlie Shavers, all the regular members of the famous TD band, and Tommy's guest for this evening, the King of Swing, Benny Goodman. This is Wendell Niles speaking, and here's that sentimental gentleman himself, Tommy Dorsey.
Hiya, folks, and welcome to the last of our Sunday sessions this summer at Dorsey Drive. Next week, after airing out a few leftover clinkers, the management opens up the joint as Allen's Alley. But tonight it's band business, as usual, with the TD group taking the downbeat on Blue Sky. Certainly a changing business. Tonight it's Dorsey. Next week it's Claghorn.
Yeah, that's just one broken down old horn after another. But isn't it nice of Fred Allen to take your place so you can have the winter off, Tom?
Yeah, I sure feel sorry for him, having to take all that dirty old money.
Yeah. Well, when you make as much as Allen, you can afford to have it dry cleaned.
Well, this job will give him a chance to pick up a few bucks. After all, Alan's not getting any younger.
Well, that's funny. This summer, that's just what he said about you.
Yeah. Oh, was that so? Well, you tell Alan, at least I don't have to use wrinkle cream around my eyes every night.
Oh, that's right.
Certainly.
You have to use beefsteak.
Now, look, Wendell. You can't start a feud between Alan and myself. I'm not one bit jealous of Fred. I've only got nice things to say about him. It's only natural the sponsor would want to bring Allen back on the air this fall.
Well, that's right, Tommy. People associate Fred Allen with Tenderleaf.
Naturally, with those tea bags under his eyes.
Well, Fred may not be handsome, but I've never seen a face with such character.
I've never seen a character with such a face.
Well, he's made a lot of money with that face.
Yeah, he looks like he mopped up with it.
And Alan's in wonderful physical condition, Tom. He has a perfect set of teeth.
So what? I have three perfect sets.
You keep on saying all those nice things about Fred, and you're liable to turn his head. But now that Fred's returning, Tommy, what are you going to do this fall?
Well, we're playing a very important engagement at the Texas State Fair at Dallas starting October 5th. And then I think I might head for some quiet retreat in the mountains. I want to hide out a while.
Oh, but you have a big part as an actor in your picture, The Fabulous Dorseys. People will be looking for it at the premiere.
Why do you think I want to hide out?
I guess so. But what about your band?
All this winter, we might play for some swanky big society function and take in a few teas.
The only teas those guys ever took in was at the Burbank Follies.
They love to listen to music. What will you be doing this fall, Wendell?
Oh, I'll be announcing commercials as usual, picking up a penny here, leaving a penny there.
Yes, I've seen some of the tips you leave at the Derby.
Say, Tommy, have you ever thought of using commercials to advertise your band? You know, I'd be glad to sing a few for you myself.
Singing commercials?
Oh, certainly. There's a lot of money in singing commercials. Well, I know one fellow gets $50 just for whistling.
Well, I heard a guy at Hollywood and Vine last night throwing away a fortune.
I got a sample right here, Tom. Will you help me sing it?
Oh, I don't know if I can. Really, I don't. Really.
Oh. Well, don't be bashful. Come on, Tom.
All right, let's go.
Dorsey Records hit the spot. Nine musicians and they're hot. Good for Iggy's and Bobby Socks. Crack a nigga with the old jukebox. Nigga, 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 nigga.
No, that's not for me. That's not for me. I don't think my voice is capable of doing justice to that sort of thing.
I'm inclined to agree with you, but you can still pick up a little on the side with commercials when your band plays hotels and ballrooms.
My band do commercials? How could I do that? We play popular music.
Oh, well, who's going to notice if you change the words a little? Now, I fixed up some for To Each His Own for Stuart Foster, just to give you a rough idea. Now, I can close my eyes, and as Stuart steps into the spotlight and sings...
Girls, think of the fun when your washing is done and your clothes are flopping on the line.
Don't be a dope, use your lap kiss soap.
You'll say it's divine, we really mean it.
I can just see the jitterbugs. I can just see the jitterbugs piking around the bandstand and listen to that.
Oh, you haven't heard anything yet. Wait till I hear what's number one on the hit parade. Give me a hand with this, will you, fellas?
They're tender.
Mom's meatballs are tender.
How long can a guy go on eating fish?
Mom's meatballs
taste better than baseballs.
Don't drop them too hard upon the dish.
And remember, friends, among musicians who know the Dorsey music best, it's Tex Beneke, 2-1.
Wendell, I want you to know how much I appreciate you trying to help me. It's very sweet of you.
Oh, it was nothing. Shall we dance?
No, let's listen while Stuart Foster sings This Time.
This time I'm taking no chances on summer romances that fade in the fall. This time I'd rather be lonely if this can mean only a kiss to recall. Last time I surrendered at the very start. Last time it was easy to deceive my heart. But this time I won't let my heart go till you let my heart know that this time it's love.
Thank you, Stuart. And now here's Wendell Niles with a few lyrics of his own. Take it, Wendell, but please don't sing it.
Here's a Sunday night riddle. What's golden brown and bubbling on the top, crispy brown on the bottom, and red on the side? Give up, ladies? Why, it's easy. That's the Sunday night toasted cheese sandwich served up with a bright red apple alongside. There's color on the plate, and there's real eating fun. And toasted cheese sandwiches just naturally bring to mind that bright red package of Shepherd Chevelle. C-H-E-V-E-L, Chevelle cheese food. It's the meltingest, tastiest makings for a toasted cheese sandwich you'll find. Try it plain or with a strip or two of bacon. Slip it under the broiler and see how fast Chevelle melts. How it comes out smooth and toasty brown. Mmm. Let's eat. Chevelle is Shepherd's fine all-purpose cheese food made from choice American cheddar cheese with added milk solids rich in minerals. Melt Chevelle for cheese sauces. Spread Chevelle on crackers. Slice Chevelle for sandwiches. Get Shepherd Chevelle tomorrow in the bright red package. Remember, always say Shepherd, S-H-E-F-F-O-R-D, for fine cheese.
TD Group and a natural for all the cats in our congregation. Billy Finnegan's arrangement of his own tune called Pussy Willow. We've got our brass all polished up tonight to welcome the King of Swing, a stick waver who bets a thousand whether he's lifting his liquor stick for the rug cutters or catering to the Carnegie Hall clientele as a classical artist. Currently pitching for the Parquet Pounders at the Meadowbrook Ballroom and available Monday nights as star of the Victor Borge Show, the greatest clarinet player in America, Benny Goodman.
Thank you. Thank you, Tommy. Tommy, I had no idea you thought I was the best clarinet player in America.
Of course, I meant to say Benny Goodman, America's greatest clarinet player by that name. My brother Jimmy plays the clarinet, too. I can't ignore him.
Oh, why not? You've ignored him for 5 years.
Don't believe those stories about me, Benny. After all, my life is an open book.
Yes, I heard the sixth chapter was banned in Boston.
Jimmy and I are the best of friends. Why, we just finished playing an engagement together at the Casino Gardens Ballroom.
Yeah, I know. I'm playing an engagement just a few miles away from you at the Meadowbrook.
Let's not mention that word too often.
I'm sorry, Tommy, but you mentioned the Casino Garden.
Well, that's different. The manager forces me to do it.
Yeah, but if I'm not mistaken, you're the manager.
Well, that's why I forced myself. But look, Benny, I thought maybe I might get you to come over there to play an engagement.
Not me. I've heard you pay the orchestra off in halibut.
That's a lie, isn't it, Wendell?
Why, certainly. Pays them off in mackerel.
Tommy, you know I wouldn't argue with you about money.
Benny, why argue about money? It's the root of all evil. You should read Shakespeare.
I read Petrillo. My band doesn't play for peanuts. My band is worth their salt.
Okay, Tommy, we'll pay you off in salted peanuts.
I'm sorry I got you into this, Niles. Look, Benny, with Benny Goodman teaming with Tommy Dorsey, it would mean box office.
Or as Variety would put it, BG plus TD means BO.
Look, Tommy, did my manager say I wanted to work for you?
No.
Did my publicity man say I wanted to work for you?
No.
Did my agent say I wanted to work for you?
No.
Then let's keep it on that basis.
Well, if you won't play there for me, I'll get Lewis to take your place.
You mean Ted Lewis?
No, Joe Lewis. Everything he hits is flat anyway.
Look here, Dorsey, if you didn't have your glasses on, I'd...
You'd what?
I wouldn't recognize you, that's why.
I suppose... I suppose the only reason you won't play in my ballroom with me is because I stole Ziggy Elman, my trumpet player, away from you.
Oh, no. Ziggy explained to me when he went with you that he just wanted to get away from the big time for a while.
You had another good man you let get away, too. Harry James. Whatever became of him?
Oh, he got married, I think.
Anybody we know?
No, but we'd like to.
Well, for the last time, Goodman, will you play at my place or won't you?
No, I need a great band like yours.
That's my line.
What's your line?
Will you play at my place or won't you, Benny?
Is there any other excuse I need to give you? That's my line.
That's right.
All right. We really lost that up. Go ahead.
I'll have you know that the Casino Gardens is a very swanky place. Why, I even pick up towels for the washroom monogram CG.
CG? Oh, for Casino Gardens.
No, Cary Grant.
Does he come down there to hear the band?
No, just comes down there to wash his hands.
Well, Benny, if I can't talk you into playing at the casino, let's not lose any more time having you play here. What'll it be?
A little thing called clarinet.
Okay, if you like it, I'm sure we will. Bounce it, Benjamin, bounce it.
Thank you.
That was wonderful, Benny. Wonderful. Would you like to go around again?
How about you taking the turn, Tommy?
You can't get out of it that way, Benny. Around here, we make our guests work for their dough.
Well, if you insist, I'd like to play Dinicu's Hora Staccato, a Romanian violin solo adapted by Yasha Heifetz.
Oh, why not play something hot?
Oh, hot music steams my glasses.
Benny brings us up to a boil, Wendell. Go ahead and light the gas, Benny. Terrific, Benny. You really rode in on that Hora Staccato. Now here's Wendell Niles parlaying his plug.
With meals for the family and for your most honored guests, or on lonely days just for yourself, the year-round all-purpose beverage is tea.
And now comes a saving on Tenderleaf tea balls, the choice of the nation. Yes, the tea that America wants in its cup comes from Tenderleaf tea balls, and the saving comes in the jumbo package, 48 tea balls at a time. 48 Tenderleaf tea balls in the big economy box is provision against the family tea needs for every occasion, assurance against running out. It's a comfort to know the supply is there, a supply of quick comfort when you need it most. In daily use, Tenderleaf tea balls prove themselves better in every way. You get famous for flavor Tenderleaf brand tea in tasteless filter paper packets, now packed for economy in the big box of 48. Save money this way. Ask your grocer for a box of 48 Tenderleaf brand tea balls. If his supply hasn't reached him yet, he'll have it soon.
Paramount's musical director, my very good friend Victor Young, composed the brilliant musical background of the current film, The Searching Wind. Victor has written and arranged a special treatment of his fine theme for the TD Group. Here it is now, The Searching Wind, with yours truly on the slip horn. Check us out for this season, friends. We'll be looking forward to seeing you all again in the not-too-distant future. So until then, be sure and tune in the Great Fred Allen Show. This is Tommy Dorsey saying goodbye for now. This is Wendell Niles reminding you to be sure to tune in again next Sunday, same time, when the makers of Tenderleaf Tea and Shepherd Cheese will bring you the Fred Allen Show with Porton Hoffa, Senator Claghorn, Mrs. Nussbaum, Titus Moody, and Peter Donald, the new member of Allen's Alley.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.